It's time now for the word of the day. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show, as always, Wayne Pond.
Your humble servant, checking in from Chatham County and echoing your super duper double burger, triple doppelganger weather forecast. It's a little foggy out here in Chatham.
I would expect it to be foggy at your house, Wayne.
And that's not just between my eyes and ears. It's out there in the street.
It has leaked out, folks.
Now cut that out. Just cut that out.
All right, Jack Benny. You got a good word for us?
All right, guys. I got a triple dandy for you today. Yesterday, obdurate, a tough Monday morning word.
Yeah.
Here's one that's a little soother, a little more smooth, a little soother, a little more, I don't know how to put it, positive. How about a word that describes harmonious arrangements? Everybody sort of getting along. Here's your word of the day.
Oh, there's a novel concept.
Oh, Ron, the melancholy truth, and you have just stated it. The word of the day is concinity. C as in cat, C-O-N-C-I-N-N-I-T-Y. C-O-N-C-I-N-N-I-T-Y. Concinity. It's, again, a harmonious arrangement of various parts. You and Nikki, CHL, and the advertising community. Let's see, what else? Other examples do we have of concinity?
There's nothing else. That's all we need.
The family at Farrington Village, where you live, I guess.
There you go. Well, it's a bit of a mouthful, but it's still a lovely little word. I hope you have an opportunity to use it today.
Oh, yeah.
Find yourself enjoying some concinity.
I like words like that.
Yeah.
We can use more of that these days, that's for sure.
All right. You two behave. I'll talk to you in the morning. Be good kids.
You got it.